10-9-KOP and 9-KOP from KE8-TDB on statewide 2. Nothing heard. KE8-TDB monitoring statewide 2 from I-75 northbound.
NAWCB monitoring statewide 2.
KE8-TDB mobile monitoring statewide 2 from West Branch.
KE8-TDB, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Handle is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and I'm in Sterling Heights. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Dave. Good afternoon to you as well. My name is Gabe, Golf Alpha Bravo Echo. I'm from Bay City, Michigan, and I'm currently heading up to Altoona for the weekend, getting a head start on the weekend. And I just stopped in West Branch, and I'm hitting the road again. What's going on down at Sterling Heights?
Finally getting a chance to get on the radio a little bit. It's been kind of a busy week. My wife's computer kind of crashed and was helping her set her new computer up yesterday, and we've had a couple of breakdowns here and various things. So trying to catch those up and trying to keep the snow cleaned up and that, and trying to stay warm. But that's pretty much about the long and short of it there. So you're doing some traveling, getting ready for a long weekend there, kind of extending the weekend.
How much snow are you guys getting down there? We were forecasted to get 2 inches in Bay City and about an inch up in Alpena. So nothing too drastic, but it does make the highway a little slick in areas. So I'm getting off of 75 and I'm getting on a different road to take up. But I am heading up. I have a bachelor party on Saturday, and where everyone getting up there Friday night. And I said, you know what, I wouldn't mind taking one extra day off to enjoy and explore the area myself before I meet up with the crew. So we're going to be in the Alpena area, and then we're going to do some ice fishing up on Grand Lake. So got the truck all loaded up and getting ready for the weekend adventure.
Okay, that sounds good, Gabe. Yeah, to answer your question there, we're probably getting about an inch, maybe an inch and a half. Of course, the way the weather has been in these snow systems, I'll take it with a grain of salt. But at least that's what's predicted. We've had a little bit of a snow shower come through, just a little bit to kind of coat things a little. But anyways, that sounds like an interesting weekend there. A bachelor party and doing some ice fishing. It definitely sounds interesting indeed. And like I say, get that head start and kind of explore and just kind of relax there, I guess, a little bit. I take it a friend's getting married.
That's correct. One of my cousins is getting married. So he's getting married in March. So it's coming up soon. So it'll be a good time for sure. And yeah, I know what you mean with these snow squalls we've been getting. But I'll be honest, I'm a fan of winter, so I won't be complaining at all about the snow or the cold. I figure if we're gonna have a winter, it might as well be a real one. So I like the cold temperatures because that means I'm ice fishing, and then I like the snow because I can do some snowshoeing. And quite frankly, I'd rather we get a fresh white blanket to cover everything up, you know, once every week or every 2 weeks, instead of just gloomy, gray, muddy, soupy messes all the time. So I'll take the fresh snow. If you lose me a little bit here, like I said, I'm in West Branch, traveling northbound. So I'm talking in the Pinconning repeater right now, which is a pretty impressive jump. It's a good repeater. And I'm working my way towards old repeater, but I might come up to a dead zone between West Branch and Mayo. So if that's the case, that's why I dropped out.
NAWCB. No, you're loud and clear. Not missing a beat there on the digital signal. So you're sounding good down here. But I just sounds like what you are saying. You like winter activities, and hey, if like you say, instead of it just being cold and gloomy and gray, You might as well snow, might as well be cold, and, you know, that, like I say, you can enjoy it. And I'm glad. I'm glad for those opportunities for you there. Yeah, I've kind of, had my, days worth of snow and that, and just kind of kicking back. Not a whole lot, to do here at this point in life. I'm retired, and but it looks pretty good. At least I don't have to do a lot of driving in it anymore.
Yeah, very well, very well. I understand that the driving part can be a little bit nerve-wracking. I'm always nervous that the truck's going to go off the road and I'm going to be up a creek, so I get that part. I invested in some good four-season Snow Peak tires, and it helps, but there's nothing you can do against ice, obviously. So you're retired now, so what do you spend most of your time doing, and what did you retire from?
Pretty much anymore, just kind of taking care of things here at the house, not really actively involved in a lot of things anymore. Both of my wife and I are not really in the best of health anymore, but, so we're in most of the time. But yeah, I was a 911 dispatcher for, 25 years. I served at, most of my time was at Shelby Township. And then the last few years, I was at Clinton Township, both agencies in Macomb County here. Back to you, Gabe.
Okay, well, thank you for your service. That's not an easy job to do for 25 years, I'm sure. So I appreciate that being there for people when they need to get help coming their way. So you've been talking on the radio for a long time then. How about how many years ago did you get your ham ticket?
Yeah, definitely a long time on the radio itself, but my ham ticket was probably about August, September of 1992. Yeah, definitely my son has got me hooked up into the DMR now, and still a tech, but enjoying the hobby, enjoying a lot of the hobby there. Basically, yeah, I'm 2 meter, 70 centimeters, sometimes the DMR. My son's letting me borrow also a P25 radio also, so I kind of get into that. How about you, Gabe? How long have you had your ticket?
Not quite as long as you. I want to say I got my ticket in 2020 time frame, maybe 2021. I got into it right around the COVID time frame. I was in the military and wanted to get better at radio stuff, due to some shortcomings that we had, and then it was like, well, it's the perfect time to pick up this hobby and do it an online exam, so cracked up the technician and then picked up general shortly thereafter. I haven't been on HF bands that much recently. I need to set up a base station at my house. I've got everything set up for the most part. I just have to tie off the wire antenna. So hopefully soon I'll get back on the air, but I'd like to do a lot of the parts on the air, getting the HF radio out there and making some contacts. But I was actually pretty big into P25 for a long time. Me and my buddies were all talking P25 simplex throughout Bay County pretty good. I had 110-watt 2-meter in the pickup, and we could get pretty good reach, and then we hopped on that repeater once in a while too. But I ended up selling most of my P25 stuff to get to DMR, just because the CMN group here, they put a lot more of their efforts into the DMR infrastructure, and hence that's why I'm here. There's more infrastructure to support it. KEH-PBB.
Gotcha. Yes, I gotcha on that one, Ben. By the way, thank you for your service, serving in the military. I definitely appreciate your sacrifice there. But, it's interesting you speak of Bay City and some friends there. I'm trying to think of the man's call sign. I remember his name. It was Ben. He works at Motorola up in Bay City, and I talked to him on one of the P25 repeaters there. He has kind of given me a lesson there in kind of the differences of the DMR and P25. But, I appreciate the efforts there, those that have put this system together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know Ben pretty well. His call sign is KEH. MWN. And yeah, he works at the Motorola shop here in town now. So he's a good guy. He helped me out when it came to programming my P25 radio for the repeater for the first time. He's got quite a bit of P25 stuff and P25 knowledge, so there's some good guys up in the area. I haven't talked to him too much recently because I got rid of most of my P25 stuff. I'm looking to pick up a Harris multiband radio, though, to get back into it. I'm waiting on the prices to keep slowly coming down. They were around $900 a couple of years ago, and I've been seeing them get closer in the 700s and occasionally in the 500s. So I'll bite one of these times, but I got a lot of other stuff to put money into first before I buy another radio.
Yeah, I get you. There's priorities sometimes there. And like what you're saying, you don't hear him very much. I know when him and I episode probably a couple, 3 weeks ago, he was saying that he's really into the P25 system there. And I can get why he's probably not on the air very much. But, you just got to, I guess, wait for a good deal and what you can get. But, like you say also, there's priorities and other things that take place ahead. And, you just enjoy, I guess, what you got and run with it from there. NAWCB.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. And that the P25 stuff is great. It's extremely robust. The audio is the best, in my opinion, out of all the modes. However, the radios can be a little bit difficult to get a hold of and program, and the feature sets you have to get, the flash codes, and then a lot of the mobile radios don't have built-in speakers, so then you got to run an external speaker, and it gets to be a bit of a mess at times. BMR kind of simplified some of the things, and the radio selection and infrastructure is a little bit easier to tap into. They have their pros and cons, that's for sure. If there was as much P25 infrastructure in the state as there was BMR, I would sell my BMR stuff, to be frank. However, that's not the case, so I mean, this is pretty incredible. I'm on M33. I'm probably 100 plus miles north of you, and I'm talking to you crystal clear. So I like this quite a bit. It's nice to have. Have you ever thought about getting into HF at all?
I have. It's just a matter of knuckling down and studying for the general license. But I've definitely given it some thought, and you mentioned POTA there, and I definitely, like you say, it sounds interesting to try out. But like you say, it's a matter of, it's one of those things that you'd like to do it, but the priorities, unfortunately, ahead of it kind of outweigh with what you were saying there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's one of the nice things about this hobby is that you can take it as fast as you want and get as involved as you want. If you want to chip away at your study in over 10 years, you can do that. If you want to jump right in, you can do that. If you want to buy the biggest, baddest, brand-new radio you can, or you can pick one up at a ham fest for a screaming deal. Some people like POTA, myself included. Some people can't stand it. So I like that there's so much to do within this hobby. It's kind of cool.
Yes, I agree with you there. There's, like I say, the sky's the limit, and it's a great hobby, and it's interesting, too, when you talked about the P25 and the state system is robust. That's what my son calls it as well. He's the EC down here in Macomb County, and definitely he's definitely into to both the P25 and the state system here. So, I like to just kind of work with what I got, but just enjoy what you got of it there. NAWCB.
PVP. Yeah, you're right. So, what kind of radio are you talking to me on right now?
I'm on the TYT. I forgot the model of it, but it's a TYT handheld. My son bought it. He bought a VTech, and he gave this one to me, and you know, I really enjoyed it, but it's given me pretty good service. And like say, you know, you can walk into a store and, you know, you get a signal, whereas, you know, it's kind of marginal if you're in the store or something with analog. So, but yeah, definitely enjoying it there. What type of radio do you have?
You know, I talk to a lot of guys, and they're talking on those QITs. They seem to be awfully popular, so it must be for good reason. I am talking to you on a Motorola XPR 5550ED with a handheld control pad. It's my mobile and my pickup truck. So 45 watts DMR. It's got the screen on the speaker mic and everything like that. So it's got roaming features, so I can set it to just change towers automatically as I'm driving around. But I also like it because it's a commercial radio, and it allows me to do anything from ham on it to GMRS. So I got a GMRS ticket. And when I'm at deer camp and stuff, I can talk to my family on GMRS, or I can use it on analog and crossband repeat to the county 2-meter analog repeater, or I can hop on DMR and get on the statewide system. So for me, it's a very versatile, good bang for your buck radio.
Yes, that's the nice thing. And again, you're not, you know, carrying this radio here and that radio and, a whole bunch of radios in the console, so to speak, like, you know, some of the public service agencies have, and you got a lot of antennas on the car. It's all into one radio, and it sounds like it works out nice. And again, the GMRS ticket, like you say, at least you can talk to others, that, you know, family or whatever that, you know, that doesn't have a ham radio license, and it's a good step to get a ham radio ticket as well. So that works out. That works out all real well.
Yeah, it really does. I enjoy it. I also like. I used to have a VHF here in the pickup, and I have an MO mount drilled into my roof of my cab, and previously I want to say my VHF antenna was 16 inches long. It wasn't too bad, but I couldn't get into a garage, and it was a little noticeable. I have a black pickup with a black antenna, so it wasn't too bad. But now that I have a UHF here on top of the truck, it's only like a 5-inch quarter wave antenna. It's very low profile, doesn't stick out from my truck very much, and it does the job. So that's another reason why I like having the UHF here. It just works a little bit better in the pickup. I'm talking to you all the way from, Rose City right now.
All right, it's sounding really good, Gabe. It really is. You're definitely getting some mileage on it, and your signal has not faded one bit during our two. So definitely sounding good here. Hey, listen, I'm going to have to bow out. I'm being told my lunch is about ready. So, hey, it was good talking with you, and thanks for answering back. I hope you enjoy your time up north, whether it's at the bachelor party or the your ice fishing, or just kind of enjoying the activities there. But like I say, maybe we'll have to hook up again in the future. But wishing you 73s and drive safely out there. And again, hope to talk to you again in the future. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Thanks, Dave, and great talking to you as well. Hopefully you can stay ahead of that snow after you finish your lunch. This is KE8PDB. I'll be monitoring the outside during that zone soon. KE8PDB, 73.
WNSS, I'm almost scrambling.
KCLPS.